if it don't bring me out.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday worship service is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 p.m. Tuesday night Bible study and Friday joy night are on Zoom at 7 p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ of Leesville, Louisiana.
It's gonna be all right. This is KAYT Gina Alexandria. No need to worry. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
What's going on, everybody? I am Perry White. I'm the host of the Jaguar Journal. I want to make sure that you guys tune in live each and every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 107.3 FM. We also have our affiliates in Alexandria, Louisiana, as well as down in New Orleans. And if you're not able to catch us on radio live, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as follow us on Facebook. It's the Jaguar Journal.
The Jaguar Journal, your source for the latest information on Southern University sports and SWAC athletics.
A Baton Rouge sports talk tradition.
Bright and early on a Saturday morning, it is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody. I'm Perry White, Brandy B. Harris.
Good morning.
Hope you guys have had a great week, wonderful week this, 4th of July.
Yeah.
How many people had the whole, Thursday, Friday, now Saturday, Sunday?
Raised his hand. I took the time off.
Okay. You took the time off?
For sure.
Much needed time off?
It's always much needed time off.
Yeah. All the time. So I hope you guys had a safe weekend. Say 4th of July. Mm-hmm. What was that video with Terry in the wheelchair?
Put it in reverse, Terry.
Put it in reverse, Terry. I hope nobody had any of those incidents out there.
Actually, I saw a video of, I don't know where this event was, but people were in a stadium to watch one of those Army flyovers with fireworks. And a girl got hurt.
How?
A firework mishap. And they were supposed to be kind of like bottle rockets just shooting over. Mm-hmm. And one, like, went straight into where this group of girls were in their formation for a performance.
Wow.
And she was injured. Then I saw another video on TikTok where she was like, I'm the girl that got hurt.
Was and she okay?
Yeah, she was all right.
Okay.
She was okay. She was okay. But still, it always makes me nervous when I see the fight, especially the big fireworks.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, back in the day, I know a lot of people say, well, you're not supposed to do this with fireworks, but we had firework wars, you know? Yeah. Does that blow you? Does that sound unsafe?
No, I guess the boys do.
Yeah.
I guess the boys do.
And you do it with the simplest stuff, like Roman candles and bottle rockets, right? I can hold a bottle rocket, and I can aim it exactly where I want it to go. Right. I know exactly when to let it go. Roman candles, you just better run, because I got about six of them that's coming out.
My grandmother will throw black hats at your feet, kind of like.
Your grandmother?
Oh, my God, yeah. She'll like,
she
make
don't
it
play.
Dance. Yeah, she'll make it dance. She's very dangerous with the fireworks. We always tell her she needs to be supervised.
So were you scared when you ever you saw grandmother go for the black cat?
Oh, everybody was.
You take off running.
Everybody in the family.
She got that down packed and lighted and know right
lighted
when to throw it to.
And where you. But that's dangerous. I don't think you should do that.
Of course you should do. You supposed
as a parent, I cannot handle that. Like, I oh man.
So I mess with my kids, you know. I lit the bottle rocket and I turned it before I knew it. I turned it, they took off running. They were so scared. They was like, no, I just started shooting it off. Now I didn't shoot it directly at them, but I did shoot it in the direction.
Yikes.
Yeah. You just gotta, hey, this is life. I'm teaching you guys how to be on a head on a swivel and take off.
Possibly lose the eye.
I'm not gonna shoot it at the eye, but
things can happen.
Look, just so motherly.
Oh.
Trust me, they learned quick. They all took off. It was funny, but I told them, look, you know, when I was you guys' age, we roamed the neighborhood. We started firework wars with anybody.
Wow.
And people were ready.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's how you learned your speed. That's how you learned your balance.
Wow.
That's how you learned your cuts.
Well, we weren't in town, but my son, my nephews, they enjoyed themselves.
What kind of fireworks you guys had?
Actually, while they were popping fireworks with their fathers and uncles and or grandpas, I was getting in the pool because they were in the pool.
Are you chilling?
They were in the pool all day.
Big chilling.
And when the kids are in the pool, they splashing and doing all that, and I'd be trying to relax and vibe.
So you let everybody do their thing.
While they were out there doing their fireworks, I was in the pool catching a vibe.
You was listening to some music?
Yeah.
What's your music vibe when you in the pool?
My uncle had music on all day. I didn't mind it.
Blues?
No, it was just...
Zydeco?
No.
Okay, I'm just curious, you know.
That's my husband's side of the world. No. it was just this random.
Yeah.
It was just a kaleidoscope of tunes.
Were you in a floaty or you just kind of?
Both. I was sitting in the hot tub for a long time, then got in the pool. But we had a lot of good food. I bought my husband a Blackstone grill for Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been using the heck out of it.
That's right.
And he made smash burgers, and they were a hit. And
really?
Are all of his food dishes. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, we had barbecue and stuff, and just good family time, man.
And it's nothing like that. And I hope many of you guys did that over the holidays and spent time.
People spent the whole week off. Bless y'all. I wish I could have taken the whole week off.
Probably me.
I wish I had the whole. Some people took all of, you know, you had last weekend.
I'm innocent.
All through the week. That's what's up.
Man, and look, I'm glad to be back. I've been out of the studio for 2 weeks. You guys have been running. I had to look around. Everything okay in here? The carpet is good. Okay, the TV is not. Okay. Y'all been holding it down, so glad you guys are tuned in this morning with us. It's the Jaguar Journal. We're going to get ready to take a break here in a second. But if you're watching on our YouTube channel, as always, I need you to subscribe, right? Hit that subscribe button. It is free. Don't need anything from you. Just support and love. And as well, if you're watching on our Facebook or if you want to watch on our Facebook, we are live on YouTube as well as on our Facebook channel. Go to our Facebook and hit the follow. As simple as that. Follow and subscribe. And that's all we need. Good morning to everybody out there listening. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. More of the Jaguar Journal.
Benny Johnson, first and foremost, outstanding young man, great character, great young man. Can't say enough about him. Great father. You always see him, you know, hanging around with his son and spending time with his son and his family. As a player, I can't say enough about him. He has all the athletic ability that you want in a kid with playing corner, the footwork, speed, all the intangibles. He
You know, I have a good work ethic. You know, it's been a lot of times, you know, in the offseason, like I just push myself to go work out, you know, even if nobody else was out there, just to, you know, get an extra push when you get back into the season, you know, because I always wanted to have that edge over everybody else. So, you know, it's just that mindset that I have. You know, I want to be one of the best. So, you know, I got to push myself, you know, if anybody else does. It's like a lot of stuff that I want to do with my son that I can't do because I'm playing ball. So my biggest return to him is just, you know, having him come to games on Saturday. You know, he can see his father play in front of, you know, thousands of people. You know, it's just, it makes him happy. So whenever he's happy, I'm happy. But just when I get the chance to just go home and, you know, hear everything, you know, he's been doing in school and, you know, what he likes and doesn't like, you know, it just brings me back to that, just that fatherhood and just being around him, and that's what I like to do. You know, I put academics over football because, you know, I can't play football forever. You know, at some point, you know, I'm going to have to rely on that degree. So, you know, that's my biggest thing, and that's one reason why I came to Sutton to get that degree. So I set myself up to where I'd be able to graduate right after the season. So if football doesn't work out for me, I can always come back and go to grad school. So, you know, education is a big thing for me.
Danny Johnson put Southern University on a, you know, national stage. Obviously, everybody knows about Jag Nation and Southern University, but you'll see Danny Johnson playing on Sunday one day, and he'll be able to be an ambassador, you know, for the university.
What's going on, everybody? I am Perry White. I'm the host of the Jaguar Journal. I want to make sure that you guys tune in live each and every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 107.3 FM. We also have our affiliates in Alexandria, Louisiana, as well as down in New Orleans. And if you're not able to catch us on radio live, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as follow us on Facebook. It's the Jaguar Journal.
Morning. We are back. It is the Jaguar Journal. I'm Perry White, Brandy B. Harris.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing on this fine Saturday?
That's it. How are you guys doing? Good morning, everybody listening and watching us on the YouTube channel. Good morning to everybody on there as well as on our Facebook Live. Good morning, everybody out there listening on the radio waves. Baton Rouge down in New Orleans, Alexandria areas. They listen back to us on Sundays. Hope you guys have had and continuously having a great 4th of July weekend. We're going to have a lineup of a show today. No guests, just Brandy and I giving you what we know. Brandy's about to do some news. We're going to talk some Essence Fest. Hey, SWAC Media Day is coming up. So what better time is to start looking at these teams around SWAC football, right? I know that's what you guys are waiting on. We're in that boring space of sports right now as you begin to start to count down the days once August hit, because we're in July. August will be here before you know it. We'll be reporting on fall camps. And then that first game of the season, it'll be knocking at the door, and we'll be ready. So, Brandy, what we got is some news. What's going on around the news world these days?
And news world, the news that affects all of the community. big laws going into effect. I guess I'm going to start with some of the least important, in my opinion. One, cell phones are now banned in Louisiana public schools. That law going into effect. Really?
Good. Kids are so distracted by phones that they're not aware. They're cheating. They're communicating. It's good. School is good without cell phones. We survived.
I'm going to say in states where we're not dead last in education, ranking in education, where they're more in the top 20, top 10, they don't focus on that. And I think the idea, we're putting a lot of focus on things that are so not important. And I get that kids can be distracted from phones, but I feel that, especially coming from a family of educators, there are things the adults in the room and the educators and the teachers and the administrators should be doing. It shouldn't have to be a law. To go this far to being a state law, there are things that everybody can be doing to contribute to this. And instead of putting it on the kid of, you got to learn to control yourself, parents, everybody involved, everybody involved. And in states, I'm going to keep reinforcing, in the states, the top 20 of this nation, they are not focusing on these cell phones from these kids.
The
bad apple.